Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for the Ami Yoshev Gitzion, for Golan ben Gabriela Matan ben Dvora, Elishuda ben Ruti, Eliezer Chaim ben Esther Sima, ben Yaman Simcha ben Adina Minya, David ben Ziva, Avram Yosef ben Chana, Betzal ben Batya, ben Yaman ben Shana, ben Menei Dechaya, Sara bas Clara, Kamer Mordechai ben Tal Sara, Eliya ben Ravit, Baruch ben Sibi, Yehuda ben Chaya Esther, Nisan Yaakov ben Yehuda Sara, And particularly today's the yahrzeit of my great grandmother Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. Her neshama should have a tremendous aliyah. Begins a meraimim, and we're going to be learning Parshas Tazria, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Hei VeHatzarua Asher Boy Hanega. The afflicted, the person with tzaras who has this nega, Begadov Yufrumim. V'roisho yiyefarua, v'asafam ya'ateh, v'tomei, tomei yikro. So this person, this tsaruah who has the nega, his clothing should be torn, his head should be, the hair of his head should be unkempt, let loose, and he should cover his mustache, and he shall cry, Tame, Tame. He should call out, Tame, Tame. Adkan mitivre kacho shela posuk. And kidarkeinu b'kodesh, in many of our chumash shiurim, we are going to go on the derech of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moreinenu l'shmo v'zichro tavis nefesh. Going to go to Reb David Zitzel. The Kli Yakol here is omed on the kasha. What does it mean? Asher bo anega. Hatzarua asher bo anega. Of course, if he's a tzarua, meaning a person with tzaras, of course he has an ega. So why does it have to say asher bo anega? In the Taras Kohanim, there's a drasha from this yitur that the pasuk is coming l'rabois koyin godo. That normally Kohen Gadol is usur befrio frima. He's not allowed to have ripped clothing or unkempt hair. And here he is. Yesh lo lefro v'lifrom. So that's why it says a sherbo anega, even a Kohen Gadol. But the question is, where do you see this from pshat in the pasuk? Like we often ask, when Chazal make a drasha, hadrasha miyusedet al pshat. As efo roim b'pshat ha-pasuk, that drasha zot al ha-kohen ha-gadol. As nira kach, b'dinim shenemru kan b'pasuk, we see in the Tag HaMunklis over here, and the pasuk Vasafam Yad, and what it says Vasafam Yate, and the Torah Kohanim, and in the Sugin Moed Katan 15a, and in the Rambam Tumas Tzaras 10:6, Shehu Sheyek Bazek Avel, Ve'en Sham Basugi De Mihay Taima Asur Mitzora, Nami B'Sheilat Shalom Ka'ovel. So for the same reason, so all these dinim are in order that the person who speaks Lashon Hara, the person who has tzaras, should be like an oval. And therefore, yinality is asur b'sheila shalom ka'oval. To say shalom to a tzar is asur like an oval. See in this Fasemes, Divrei Maaseh Metzora, about him learning Torah. Is he allowed to learn Torah? Maybe he's like an Avil. He's not allowed to learn Torah either. Also the dinim of... So we see Sheila Shalom. We see Al-Safam Yate. That's what Avelim used to do. They would cover their faces. And also we have... The Begad of Yufrumim v'Roshi Yafarua, שהוא איסור תספורת. Not to get a haircut, that's an oval. Ripped clothing is an oval. So it's משמע מכל זה שעיקר הדין בזה הוא החיוב של הנהגת אבלות מיוחדת במצורה בדינים שנאמרו כאן בפסוק. כשם שכן הוא במה שכתוב על שפם יעתה. וזה נראה במה שהקשה במגיל הדף חסר מודייז, על מה שכתוב ברשי, על מה שכתוב במשנה, שאין בין מצויר המוסגור למצויר המוחלט, אלא פרי אופרים הבלבד. מי טיים אלויתון אינמי ועתי אסופם, שוודאי לסה במוסגור, מאויסוי מיות שנאמרו שם בסוגר פרי אופרים ולסה במוסגור, במוסגור. So, just like Al-Sofam Yates Medina Velus, so to the other dinim of Begad of Yufrum Rosh Yaparua, Medina Velus. Now we also answer the Kash of the Turei Evin. It says in the Mishnah, the difference between a Mitzorah Muzgar and a Mitzorah Mukhlat, a Mitzorah who's just quarantined and a Mitzorah who's an absolute Mitzorah. The only difference between the two there is Priya and Prima. They're both Tamei, but only a Mukhlat does Pri and Prima. What about a Tia Safam? Also a Musgar doesn't do a Tia Safam. Same way in the Sugi there, we're Mamayit Pri and Prima. We're also Mamayit a Tia Safam. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that? So based on what we said, Ein kan seruf shel dinim shenemru bepasuk echad ha-mechuyavim b'mukhlat v'lo b'musgar. It's not pshat that we have a combination of dinim that were said in one pasuk that's mechayev v'muchlat and not a muzgal. Then the Turei Evin had a good gefrek, that's a good kasha then. So the Mishnah should have also said this din of being of asofam yate. If we're mitzariv dinim that were said in one pasuk that are mechayev v'muchlat and not a muzgar, so just like we said pri and prima, we also should have said Atiya Sofam. Ela. Yeshno yisod echad ha-mechayev hanagat avilut. Shemimen noveya ha-chiyuv al hanagat kol adinim ha-ilu. Shal ze amra ha-mishnah shemechayev ze inu ela b'mitzora mukhlat v'lo b'muzgar. Umihaytaymu yishayno b'muzgar chayev b'pri o prima. The explanation is that there's one yisod that's mechayev and hagas avelus, and from there comes the chiyuv and the anhag of all of these dinim. And that the Mishnah says that this mechayev is only in a mitzorah muchlat, not in a muzgar. And for that reason, a muzgar is not chayev in pri and prima. And if some in mail, the Mishnah tells us that a muzgar is also not chayev in a tiyas safam because he doesn't have the yisod of mechayev and hagas avelus. That's where the chiyuv comes from. Only a mitzvah muchlat is chayv in hagas avelus, not muzgar. And memela we know on our own, he's not chayv in atiyas safam. So the Mishnah didn't say all the pratim, just the first pratim there in the pasuk. Tosis Yantiv there on the Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech, Hilchos Yantiv 7:16. Writes that Vade Eina Musker Chayiv Baal Safam Yate. And the Mishnah just says, the Reish of the Pasuk, Evuad in the Sefer. And that's basically like we're saying, Kisod HaTvarim Shelano, that this Pasuk is telling this Mechayiv the Mitzvah and Anhagas Avelis. And once we say that a Musker isn't Chayiv in Pri and Prima, not Anhagas Avelis, but there's also not Chayiv in Atiya Safam and other Anhagas Avelis. And from this reason, we can simply answer the Kasha of the Heilige Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Nun. And what the Rambam says in Tumas Tziras in the 10th Perek in Halacha Vav, Shekohen Gadol Chayev Bepri O Prima Mishum De'ese Deiche Leisese, that a Kohen Gadol is Chayev in Pri and Prima because Ese is Deiche Leisese. He has a lot to say not to do these things, and he has an essay to do them. שהרי משמעות דברי הרמב״ם בפרק ה' מלכות כלי המקדש, הלכה ו', שאין איסור קריאה בכהן גדול אלא כשהוא על המס. כיוון דהוך אינו על המס, מה איסור יש בזה דבוי אלא עשי דרך אלא עשי סי? דרמב״ם says we have to command to עשי דרך אלא עשי סי. פרקט מנחס חינוך, what עשי דרך אלא עשי סי is there over here? The only Yisr Kriya is Al HaMeis. Here it's not Al HaMeis. You don't have to come on to Esay Deich Eloisesay. It's only Eloisesay if it's Al HaMeis. Here it's not Al HaMeis. It's no Eloisesay. So why you have to come on to Esay Deich Eloisesay? Kach iksham min chaschinuch al HaRambam. Aber lefi dvareinu, העיקר כאן אינו באמת מצד היותו על מת. When we say that Yisr Kriya on a Kohen Gadol is Al HaMeis, it's not because of the dead person per se. But rather an avelus, so the hechatimsi by avelus is a mace. But here also is avelus, so memela is a los to say here as well. And therefore there's an iser, and we have to come on to esay deicha los to say. Because the iser is taka on a mace, because of avelus, and here the mitzvah is here there's a mitzvah. So you can't tell me the Isser Kriya is only al HaMeis. The Isser Kriya is on Avelis. And here it's Avelis. So merely you have to come on to Esei Deich Eloisesei to be Matir the Kriya. The Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Rambam says. As Avshar Lomar Lefi Zeh, שיסוד חיוב האבלות של מצורעו, שהרי מצאנו בצרת בגדים וצרת בתים, שישנו עניין בפני עצמו בצרת מוחלטת, לנתק את הנגע עצמו מהבגד והבית, גם בלא שריפת הבגד ונתיצת הבית. So יסוד חיוב האבלות של מצורע is as follows, that we find that by צרת בגדים, and Saraz Habatim is an inyan to remove the nega from the beged, from the bayis, even without burning the beged and destroying the bayis, like we see later on, Pesukim Nindalad and Vav. Then in Saraz Begodim in Parshas Mitzora, Perek Yedalad, Lagabei Saraz Habatim, V'lachein, Hein Omnam Shekamuvan Lo Shayach Etzeh B'Tzarat Aguf, for the goof, you can't do that. You can't be menatek. The negat's part of the person. What are you going to do? You're going to cut into him. Aval ne'amal kan chiyuv al mitzorah muchlat. Shalpi she'efshar she'enituk atzarat mimenu begufo. Akol penim ye'enituk atzarat mimenu bida'ato. So you can't do a nituk of the goof. At least do a nituk in the das. By being noeg avelus, klapei atzaras. Shebevadai mevu'ar mize, she'eino rotze benega, ve'eino mashlim im kiyumo, umetabelu al atze metziuto bo. She'aitei ze yesh bezeh maise shel nituk v'yashlam ebeino lebein hanega. It's just like you have to physically remove the nega of the house and the clothing. So too you have to emotionally and spiritually remove the nega from the das of the person when it's on his body. And that's when he's misabel. He's misabel. He mourns the existence of this nega. And memela, that denotes this nituk, this detachment in his das from the nega. Kach gam mashma, בדרשה של הגמרא, במסכת מגילה בדף ח' עמוד ב', למעט מוסגר מפרי או פרימה. איפה הגמרא לומדת את זה? הגמרא לומדת במה שכתוב, והצרוע אשר בו הנגע. מי שצרעתו תלויה בגופו, יצא זה שאין צערתו תלויה בגופו. Somebody whose tzaras is tall in his goof, excluding one's tiras, is not does not depend on his guf. And Rashi explains there, b'dibur maskil asher bo mashma begufo. Misha tzarato tluyatu mato begufoi. Shekoz man shalayin is tzarapi mimenu tome. B'ayinu muchlat agabe tari didekzi v'inei nirpanega tzaras min atzarua. Yatsa muzgar, shetumaso tluya bimei hezger. Shim lo yimtza b'yom shvi simanei tuma. Siar lovin opisya in yitarenu. V'alfa pisha nigo oimeid olov. So Rashi explains that atzaras asher boi hanega, so asher boi, bo, is mashman his body. Whose tzaras is totally in his body? A muchlat. Because by the muchlat, the tzaras, the one who's an absolute mitzvah, not one who's just quarantined, what does it say about him? It says, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min atzarua. So that's totally in his refuah, in his guf, that he has to have an actual refuah. But that excludes a muzgar. A muzgar, his tuma, depends on his yemei hezger. He just does his 7 days in quarantine, and he's good to go if it doesn't, either didn't expand or white hairs didn't grow, even though the nega is still there, so it's not totally in his body. It's just totally in yemei hezger. So therefore, we exclude the mitzayra muzgal from these dinim of roshia parua begadiv yafumim v'roshia parua. The muchlat is excluded because the pasuk says v'atzrosha bo hanega has to be tali begufo. By the muzgar, it's not tali begufo; it's tali in his days of quarantine. Mashen kein the muchlat; it's tali in his guf. As mevoar bepashtuta pas mipashtuta shepashtuta pasuku ohi sheyeshno din shebegadiv yafumim lo rak mima sheyesh. Beish tzarat, el mimash yeshna tzarat begufo, shekafi shebiyanu in yinohu, b'mash yeshna kan tzarat shu begufo lo bebeged or bebayit, v'yevshal denatka migufo. In other words, if the problem here is that it's in his guf, and how are you going to detach it from his guf? You can detach from the house of the bayis. How are you going to detach it from his guf? So that's mechayiv. That's begad of yufrumim. Therefore, Mimela, his clothing have to be frumen because it's tali begufo. And you want to be menatik him from his tzaras begufo. In other words, it's not enough that he has tzaras. It has to be tzaras begufo. And that's the makor of this limut, that we exclude a muchlat, a muzgar. Because in a muzgar, it's not tali begufo. And a muchlat, it's tali begufo. And Mimela, we say, oh, it's tali begufo. So only he's chayiv in Bugadav Yufrum and Roshia Perua. But he says that's Roshia Bo Anega Tali Begufa. So the whole vort here is that it's on your goof and you want to detach it from your goof. Right? The whole problem is in your goof and you want to detach it from your goof. So you do that by being knowing these Nihugi Avelis. Vim Kenim Tzami Zeshena Drasha Mechamati Tura Debo. So therefore, according to this, it emerges that the drush is not because it says bo, v'atzura asher bo hanega. Because based on what we said, it has to say bo. Because that's the yesod hadin, that's bo. That it's on his body, and therefore he has to do these nuhugi avelis. El shacharei shakol panim hachi yo ha-mashmaut. Hare ein lanu b'din zeh ala b'nega kazeh, v'ein mizeh ray al nega acher, sheno tali begufo. So it's not pshat bo, and therefore it's only him and not A, not B, muchlat and not muzgar. But rather because of the toichen adjurasha. Because bo is that it's tali begufo, and memela, where memayit a muzgar, where it's not tali begufo. But lafach the turei haven't done, you don't need this miut, adarabi, you need a riba on the muzgar, you don't need a miut. You don't need to be memayda muzgar. You need a chiddush that there's a ribui for the muzgar. We don't have one. Mele, he he's not chayiv. That's the kasha of the Torah, and you can see there, but al kolpanim, based on what we're saying, it says bo means it's tali begufo, and that's only a muchlat, not a muzgar, because a muchlat is tali begufo, muzgar is tali in yemei ahezger, and in the memela we see our yesod, that the whole problem here is that it's on his body, and he has to be mitnatek from the neg on his body, and that's done by these nehugi avelis. Yes, Shapir may high time mashik shamas lasemis. And what it says in the Hemshech Hasugya, my time alone name came gamma mashikasa the quadilla alone. Call you may Asher a negabo, boda dieshe, Shane's a little mishanigo tali begufo. Mishane gamor the mashikas of call is Rabbi Gam Muzgar. The Gemara there in Megillah, I remember when I first learned this Gemara, Megillah, oh. I was a young bacher. I was so excited. Megillah is going to be easy and fun. It's going to be all about Purim. That I can understand. And then we got to all these Ein Beins, and I was like, oh boy, what am I going to do now? But now the Ein Beins, I think, are the most exciting part of the Masechta. You got to love it. Your Purim is geschmack, and it's part of the Chagigas Purim. You also get some Ein Beins, some Inyanei Tum and Tyra, some Inyanei Kochim. So the Gemara there says, Vaiter, Amale, you may call you may, Elamayata call you Mashir Negabo Yitma. Tell me about the issue of Chutzmachin Moshavoi. So Abai says to Rovo, if your drosh is correct, then what about call you Mashir Negabo Yitma? So the Taras has to be Tali Begufa, only his tone Shaliach. And that's how his Taras is not Tali Begufa. And the Gemara says, no, you may call you may. The extra call includes a Mitzorah Muzgar for Shiluach. Adkan. Midivrei Kocho Shel Agimore. Yiksha Svasemes, Im Kacha, Yiksha Lolachtov Bo, and then you know the Ribui of Kol. Svasemes is very good. Svasemes is very Pshat. He always has great Pshat Heoris. Instead of having to write Bo, what does Bo do? Bo makes us believe that we're excluding Muzgar. And what does Kol do? Kol includes Muzgar. So knock out the Bo, then you don't need the Kol. What do you need the Kol to be? The Rabbi says a Muzgar, because Bo is Memaitis a Muzgar. Don't write the Bo, then you don't need the Kol. So Fidvareinu Adrashai, don't be Yutur. אחרי שבלאו הכי יצטרך אשר בו יענגע. בחינו מה שקרסו כל ימי אשר הנגע בו יתמה, שנאמרה בזה חלוי סתומה כל הגברו, מחמס דין זה, מחמס זה דין שילוח המבואר בפרשה. שעל זה נאמר שהוא מחמת שישנו הנגע בו בגופוי. ועד איזה נחשב גופו כדבר תמי המחייב שילוח. אלא כפי שביארנו גם אם לא מי יתר הקרא. למה יסיין לנו בזה על את הנגע שנאמר בתורה שהוא הנגע תלוי בגופו, דלה מה יקרא? כשם שכנו כנר בקודה אשר בו היה נגע. וכן בעל כורחנו לריבוי דקול. הוא ידע מה שכסה בו הנה יתר על יסוי דתין. Bo is not a yitur. Bo is not a superfluous word that where you learn the drush of muchlat from. Bo is the yisod hadin. That what's mechayiv of this shiluach, this being sent away, is the fact that it's bo, it's begufo. That's what's mechayiv of the shiluach. And Memela, the Muzgar is going to be excluded. And that's why you have to write Kol, the Rabbi says a Muzgar. But you can't say don't write Bo and don't write Kol, because Bo you have to write, because Bo is the Yesod Adin. Okay, so we laid down a nice foundation with Siyata Dishmaya, and B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will believe that they continue. We should be zocha lomo to the lamed lishmo relatz lakaim is called the reith lamed torah to be ahava. We can have the health, the simchat chaim. Financial means everything we need in reith Hashem. להעמיק בתורה, אז הקדוש, אני תודה לך כל כך הרבה על האזנה, בלי נדר, נמשיך שלום שלום.